Starting our new phase today, and have an invitation tomorrow to give the blessing at the county council. We're one of the churches that they invite on a regular basis, so of course in the past Gurudev has given the blessing. So this will be my first opportunity to give you 3 whole minutes. Says it can be 3 minutes or less. You know, they want a blessing, but they want to get down to business too. So, and of course, that's tomorrow. So it's Valentine's Day, and can't help but run into advertisements for Valentine's Day all over the place. And so I was thinking about it and saying, well, Valentine's Day, giving a blessing on Valentine's Day, isn't that interesting? Valentine's Day, a secular holiday, a holiday to do with romance, you know, doesn't have much to do with being a Hindu monk, was my first conclusion. But then I started to think about it. I said, well, you know, Valentine's Day, maybe there's a way we could turn it into a Saivite holy day. So that's my first thought this morning I wanted to share with you. So how can you turn Valentine's Day into a Saivite holy day? So, well, what is Valentine's Day? It's the day you compliment a sweetheart with cards and gifts. That's what the dictionary says. You compliment a sweetheart with cards and gifts. So I hope all of our husbands and wives have that well in hand for tomorrow. But so the question is, to turn it into a Saivite holy day, does God Shiva qualify as a sweetheart? God Shiva has to qualify as a sweetheart. Otherwise, you know, he can't be honored on Valentine's Day. So what's a sweetheart? So sweetheart is threefold definition. One who is dearly loved. Okay. That sounds reasonable. Second one, a generally likable person is a sweetheart. Third one, a remarkable one of a kind. A remarkable one of its kind. Do you think God Shiva qualifies as a sweetheart? I think so. He definitely has all three qualities. So if we want to make God Shiva our Valentine, we just have to express all of this on Valentine's Day. So we're a day early, but you have to allow for poetic license here. So we need a Valentine card. So what does a Valentine card express? So dictionary again says, it expresses uncritical praise and affection. Uncritical praise and affection. Doesn't that sound like so many of our Saivite hymns? Poti poti. You know, uncritical praise and affection. So, Saivite lore is filled with Valentine's cards, filled with hymns we can use on Valentine's Day to praise and love God Shiva in that way. So I chose one from the Nachindanai. Put on my glasses to read it. It's called All Is You. So this is our Valentine's card to God Shiva, and I sent it to God Shiva and the fire so it would be delivered on time. Burn the copy. All is you. Father and mother are you. Dear brothers and sisters are you. Incomparable wife is you. Precious sons are you, royal potentates are you, the devas and all the gods are you, this great earth is you, and that which guards and governs me is also you. You it was who stayed the river, you are he whose half is Shakti, you are the truth-revealing Vedas, you are both righteousness and error, you are the one adorned with ashes. You are he with an eye upon his brow. You are the prize that I have gained. You are the one who has made me yours. Indra and the gods are you. The multitude of rishis are you. Both the sun and the moon are you. 'Tis you who as the lingam stands. Mantra and tantra are you. This life and the next are you. All beauty and loveliness is you, and our protector too is you. You are the one without an end. You are the Lord who is my Father. You are in truth the changeless one. You are that which is in the heart. You are he who has no parts. You are also all beliefs. You are that which is known through search. You are order and perfection. That which is love is you. Body and life are also you. Far and near are you. Truth and untruth too are you. Verse and melody are you. The contents of the song are you. Numbers and letters are you. And that which is my help is you. You are all benefits. You are the true support of life. You are the almighty judge. You are yesterday and today. You are that understood by learning. You are the heart of the best of men. You are religion and you are race. And it is you who has made of me your man. Everything that is you. Your lady forms one half of you. All might and power is you. All the days of our life are you. Many there are who glorify you. He who came on the horse was you. The hearts of all good men are you, and that which is myself is you. You are he who rides the bull. 'Twas you who kicked the god of death. 'Tis you who are the guru comes. 'Tis you who as the guru comes. 'Tis you indeed who are my refuge. You are what cannot be told. You are the self-existent one. You are that beyond all praise, and 'tis you behind the intellect. He who bestows alms is you, and he who accepts alms is you. The entire universe is you. The bright-browed lady's spouse is you. He adorned with snakes is you. That which is sweet to worship is you. He of beauteous form is you. What lies within the heart is you. The universal one is you. That without place or name is you. That which is good is you. What will be tomorrow is you. Mountains and seas are you. The whole of this wide world is you. What is in the open hall is you. That devoid of taint is you. That splendor known as Om is you. That which has no form is you. That which affirms is you. And that which negates is you. That which is free of sloth is you. That which is the truth is you. Our safeguard is also you. And all embodied souls are you. That which envy knows is you. What becomes the letters five is you. He who holds the dear is you. That which exists as I is you. All upright minds are you. That behind all thought is you. That which is divine is you. Guru and disciple, both are you. That's our Valentine.